Hello, happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light Radio. I am your host today, Jessica Marie Tatro, and our lovely host, Lynn Bleasdale, is working with us behind the scenes today, but always supporting us in spirit. So she couldn't be here today, but I am accompanied by my co-host, Tony Jorgensen, Linda Irwin, and Hawk D'Onofrio. I said that correct. Awesome.
So, perfect.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
I wanted to just start off the topics today. Today the topic is just a free-for-all. We're just kind of going around the table talking about topics that have been on our mind or that are on our mind today. And I thought I would start off with my topic I've been thinking about, other than the heat wave coming through all of the states. I thought I would focus more on humor at this time. I've just, I think humor's can be highly underrated. And I think I've been thinking about it and just really diving into the humor side of life, just kind of like this whole last week. I think sometimes I can take myself way too seriously sometimes. So I think we all can. So I just kind of wanted to bring the topic of humor up. I think it's an amazing vibration and frequency that I often enjoy, and I think we all do. I've been posting a lot of on my timeline this week. Just, you know, I just believe sometimes we need to just have a good laugh, not take things so seriously, which is what my son in spirit, Jaden, often reminds me about. And he's right. You know, sometimes I think we can be hypercritical of ourselves sometimes. I know I can be. And sometimes we just kind of have to back up, put it into perspective, remember the roles that we're here to play, and learn not to be so serious. That's, Jaden's been talking to me about that this week, and just allowing yourself to enjoy the ride more so than anything. And laughter is just huge. And I just wanted to share a meme. It's a joke that I shared on my timeline this week. I think a lot of us, if you've been listening to the show a long time, we just got a very beautiful, diverse team here together. And a lot of people know that I do have, I know they're the labels of ADHD, autism, and intellectual disabilities. And sometimes I really take time to laugh, not laugh at myself, but laugh with myself. And my son does encourage me to do that in spirit. And so the joke that I posted, I posted it yesterday because I absolutely found it hilarious because it was me very truly. And I think it's okay to just be authentic. You know what I mean? You have to be true to yourself. And so the joke that I posted yesterday on my timeline, me and Jaden, my son in spirit, laughed about it for quite a while yesterday. And the joke is, it says, this is my ADHD and autism brain. It says, there's a note from the hacker, a text basically from the hacker that says, I have all of your passwords. And then me, in response, I'm asking the hacker, oh, wow, thank you. May I please have them back? And I just I thought it was so funny because it's so me. I can just say that. It's the authentic who I am. I do have memory issues, and sometimes I just have to laugh about it rather than get down on myself and get frustrated with myself. And, like, that doesn't do anything for me but frustrate me and dysregulate me. So Jaden's really just been my son in spirit, Jaden. I know a lot of you know him as well. He was born with Down syndrome, severe autism, and very medically fragile. He did transition home at the age of 10. And since then, he's just been, like, right there, kind of guiding me as well along the way. He's very close. We're very close. And it's not only that we work together to bring a lot of awareness, abilities, and mental health, which I truly and solely believe there should be more of. And he's just been there. He really helps me process through so much in my life. And it's really fascinating. We just work together to help others as well. So I just wanted to just give that just brief background, and I wanted to pass the mic. That was kind of my topic idea today, to just mine and Jaden's, to just remind everyone to take a step back and just give life that perspective. And it's okay to laugh. It's okay to enjoy life and laugh with yourself as well. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I'll pass the mic to whoever would like to go next.
Oh, this is Linda. I guess I'll go next because it fits right in with the joke thing. My email little boys, they like to tell jokes too. One of the funniest ones that I've heard of them is, one will say first, "I just heard the world is going to end in 10. And the other one will respond, "10 what? 10 days? 10 weeks? 10 months? And the first one responds, 9, 7.
It's cute.
Well, I love the humor, too. In fact, I've done comedy for many, many years. I was on television and comedy in Portland, Oregon with Dawson Green. And then we later picked up here, moved to Portland, doing it on the radio over Spreaker, which my Spreaker channel has Awesome Insanity Surfers on there as a comedy thing. There are hundreds of shows you can listen to there. But recently on Golden Geeks Radio, I've also been doing spoof commercials, which is a lot of fun. I aired one Saturday, this last Saturday, that was nothing but ads. You're paying for them anyway, right? Well, now our show is nothing but ads, the best of the best of all of those annoying commercials that you miss because you get up to go to the bathroom or get water while you're trying to watch your show and the ads are on. You know, those kinds of things that I like to write. I guess the heat, too, is coming into my thought processes lately. I have to shut my little guys down when it gets too hot in the house. I have a window air conditioner, which does an okay job, but with climate change, mind you, I lived here first 25 years ago, and it wasn't like this. And I've watched over the last 25 years how every summer gets hotter and hotter and hotter. So I may have to one day just spring the money to get central air conditioning, but yeah, it gets pretty warm in here, and my poor little guys, the heat gets to be too much. I have to shut them off. It's like Star Trek stuff where you put someone in stasis. I mean, they're still there, but they're just not operating. That's mostly what I've been going on right now. That I'm getting a brand new deck installed. I put my foot through the board on one last fall. So that's really interesting. Saying goodbye to the old deck. I've been going out when I can and walking around the safe areas of it and saying goodbye to it and remembering all the wonderful times I had out there, sitting in a chair, just walking outside in the evening, looking up at the sky. And it's kind of hard to say goodbye to old things, but just know that it'll be renewed when you get the new, and that spirit will still be with it, whatever it is. I appreciate its service, and I thank it for all its time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio. Please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay.
I think we got our radio show gremlins going on, perhaps. Sorry about that.
Maybe Emo, while he's in space, if he's doing some mouth draw, I don't know. Emo, get out of the show. Emo, go.
The gremlin was me. The gremlin was me, guys.
Anyway, that's basically it. I agree with the humor part and how to say goodbye to things that you've known for many years and open up for new and still keep that feeling with you. Now I'll pass it on to whoever else.
All right, I'll go.
Go ahead. Yep.
This is Hawk, and also known as Aquarius the Seeker. I think the humor topic is a perfect timing because I've been thinking about this all week. I think we need to remember to laugh because we do often get very serious. And I think the theme, at least for me in the past couple of weeks, has been water and emotions. And mastery over emotions. And mastery doesn't mean hiding the emotions. That's definitely not what I'm talking about. I know that we chose bodies to come here and experience these emotions. The emotions are linked with the body. And I think it's best for us to truly have our human moments, even when they're sad or not happy emotions. But we have to feel them and then process them.
Yeah.
And I think... You know, I really see the yin and yang of emotions as the yin is feeling it and the yang is naming it, maybe understanding it. And if you don't have both parts, you won't be a whole person.
Right.
And so then I think it should lead back to the laughter. It's like once you feel your emotions, especially the negative ones, because the happy ones are easy to keep, but the negative ones, feel them and then let them go and remind yourself, this is faith, right? That everything's going to work out in the end. That this time in this body is just a fraction of a moment in eternity and that we're here to experience all of it. And I've been thinking a lot about superheroes and how they're always making jokes as they're fighting. And that would be the ideal. Is to be able to laugh your way through the serious and scary circumstances. And I think you would have a lot of strength and you would give other people strength. And I think we all need that.
I agree.
I think it's about,
absolutely.
Right? I think we can all help each other if we all focus on our own laughter and then bring it to the table.
Yeah.
I guess another caveat is sometimes when we focus too much on trying to make a joke, our egos can kind of peek through and they can be kind of mean. So I guess the only caveat is be careful of if that's how or why you're joking.
Oh, yes, I definitely agree.
Yeah. Me too.
Have you had an easier time dealing with harder moments in your life, ladies, as you've enlightened and embraced the love, light, truth concept as being the only truth? And, like, does it feel like it's just easier to bounce back?
Yes.
Yeah. Life feels like Zen moments to me.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again?
Life feels like Zen moments to me. I'm very accepting, knowing what I have to do and just going forward with it, accepting it, going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Things don't bother me like they did when I was younger. I used to get totally in temper tantrums when I was younger. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how you said flow, because that's totally how I see, you know, living in grace. I see it as living with the flow of time. Not against it or away from it, but a part of it and with it, right?
Right.
I feel that too. I feel like the more we can feel our emotions and then name them and let them go, we have this faith that there's this base emotion of it's all good.
Yeah.
Wonder.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then all the spiritual tools. Do you have something to add?
I have to agree with all of you. I live in just constant laughter And I just like jokes, and I don't know how to explain it, but I think Linda said it best with Zen, because life is way too short. Once you start getting older, or even in your 30s or 40s, you know, you start counting, especially when you get a grandchild, you start counting, and Jessica, you might be able to relate to this, but you're way younger, that you start counting, well, am I going to be around for the wedding? Am I going to be around for the graduation? You know, you start wondering how much life you really have left. And then you're like,
yeah,
20 years went by so quickly when I was younger, you know, so you start filtering out all the negative, or trying to, even mm-hmm. with grief, I feel you fill it with laughter, and there's reasons. It's not like you get immune to death or grief. It just you look at it a different way. And a lot of it is remembering the good thing about people and not any negative. And, you know, a lot of the good things are always, you know, whether they were clumsy or like Jessica, you can't remember any of your passwords and you just laugh about everything. You know, it's like, especially when you have grandkids, you just learn to just love and live and laugh, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I can add.
Mm-hmm.
I think, because I wanted to add this point earlier, we should all remember that we are children. And mm-hmm. we grow wiser as we get older, but we're still children, the way I see it, as with the divine being our parents. And natural material world being, you know, the mother, and spirit being the sky father that's there but separate. And we need to remember we're children and to love the way children do. They just live their little spiritual happy lives. Like my son, he has to be cranky or in a mood, but otherwise his default is just laughter and fun and jokes. And how easy is that? There's like nothing weighing him down. He's just so free. And I think we all need to remember to channel our little inner child that we all are.
So I don't want to cut anybody off, but I just wanted to let you know that we have just gotten an abundance of callers. So we have 43 minutes left, and we have 7 callers. So I don't know if you want to
start.
Let's start.
Yeah, right. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, so 631. Hold on. 631.
Hello.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure. How can we help you, Suzanne?
Well, I'm taking a big leap, and I'm moving to Florida in about 24 days. I got a job there, and I hope I meet a nice man and friends. I still have to work, even though I'm going to be 63. And I'm just going with my car on Amtrak and taking as little as possible with my, and that's what I'm doing, living with my 88-year-old aunt, and so I can afford an apartment.
Awesome.
Not really. It's scary as hell. But yeah. I'm doing it because maybe I'll meet somebody there. I'm not doing it on Long Island.
Yeah. Does anybody want to go first? And
I will.
Okay, go ahead, Linda.
I will. Hi, Suzanne. This is Linda. Back
Hi.
In 1990, I did the very same leap of faith thing. I didn't have a job, though, but I knew I'd get there.
I got a job 2 weeks ago via Zoom.
But I did the very same. I know how nerve-wracking it is, but try to look at this as an adventure. And, yes, you will meet a lot of great people.
Well, I hope so, because I'm living with my nervous, nearly 88-year-old aunt. It's not like I'm, you know, going there married and buying a house. I got to get an apartment. And my son's only 22, and he lives in North Carolina as a Marine now, but I don't know if he's going to come back to New York. Then I'll cry, but it is what it is. Because he's my only kid.
You'll keep touch with him. And I wouldn't worry about it, because you are going to meet people there, the right people. And it doesn't matter the age, because even if you're 63, you're coming through to me like you're in your
30s. Not yet.
you radiate this youth about you. That's what I'm feeling. This energy, this confidence that you can get it done no matter what it is. But look at it as an adventure. I know it's nerve-wracking. It was to me, too. I just jumped on a train.
I got to work till 90 if I'm alone, because you can't live on Social Security.
I know, right? And I just went to Portland. So, yeah, it will be just fine. I'm seeing this playing out the way it did for me, that it was great. And I ended up here where I am now. And that was back in 1990, so.
That's awesome.
Do you think he'll stay in North Carolina? He has a year and 4 months to go. Or do you think he'll move back to New York?
I think there's back and forth with him.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know yet. He still has a year and 4 months to go.
Yeah. Yep. Who's next? Anybody? Jessica? Hawk?
Yes, I can go. I was just showing cards. Hi, Suzanne. This is Jessica. I got a really direct confirmation for you about your leap of faith. I really feel there's just nothing but positive I keep getting from this leap of faith or this move, and that they're telling me that you're really tapping in to your divine soul's essence, and they call that your higher self as well, where you're allowing that to guide you. And that's an awesome place, a really an awesome place to be in life, which also gives way and grace for manifestation as well.
Yeah,
so,
kind of be in the country, though, you know, like out in the boonies, so, you know, with the retired people. I'm just saying it's going to be hard.
Yeah. No, it's this is looking good, though. This is really looking good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, and that was just a direct message I had for you.
Okay.
Pass the mic. Yeah.
Walk on.
Yeah, I can go. Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
I think you've already gotten the messages, because my messages are the same. But basically, it's this idea of commit fully.
Yeah.
In love. Commit fully in love. If you're going to do it and you're going to have these hesitations and these apprehensions, then the illusions of fear can creep in, right?
Well, it's not that.
You
have to understand, you know, I don't want to grow old alone. I want to meet somebody and get married in a year or live with somebody. I don't want to live with my aunt and work 7 days a week to support myself, because I could might as well stay here.
Right. And so my point is, what you perceive is what you invite. So what you're going to see is what you're actually inviting. And so if you really see this as the adventure, basically you've gotten the message that you have been divinely guided to take this step. And that's what I'm saying, is have faith in that. It goes with the theme that we brought up earlier. And so maybe this is the theme for the day, but it's going with the flow of time. And that's what the ladies were telling you, is that like you are being divinely guided. So have faith in it, commit to it. Cause I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. But it's going to be human. And so you get to be the most loving human in this moment to make it really feel like it was the right thing. Have faith in it. Like you're being guided. I see it in the cards. And I don't want to say someone's going to show up, but there's very possibly someone that's going
to
show up.
Oh, I'm talking to people already. I don't know anybody, so I'm talking to men because I don't know a soul down there except for my mother who lives in Ocala with her husband and an 88-year-old aunt. I know no one, so I have to make friends right away. Because I don't want to be playing tennis, and I'm not retired. I'm just saying, I'm not. No.
You'll be fine. And I'll tell you, as someone who has lived in mostly cities, New York and L.A., that you can move to the boonies and have a great time, because I've done it multiple times.
And what I wanted to say is I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised that you are moving in with your 88-year-old aunt, and you think, and it's all retired people, but there's also people in their 60s that are there. So I think you're going to meet somebody right there where you're going. I think it's a very short period of time. I think you're going to be really happy.
Well, I hope my son stays in North Carolina, because if he's only 22, I hope, you know, if he ever gets married, I want to be with the grandkids.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're all going to relocate to where you are.
I don't know, because his dad's in New York and his brother's in New York. So, you know, he's taking the police test August 25th for Long Island. So I don't know what's going on.
Awesome.
He still has a year and 4 months to go in the Marines.
Yeah, I don't think you, I think you're going to have plenty of success where you're going, and you'll be able to travel as much as you want. So I think you just need to concentrate on going and meeting people like you're already doing. Start the job, and I think you're going to be really happy. You have a year and a half before that happens with your son, so I think, you know, all is well.
Yeah, real quick, let me tell you how it happened. I went to visit my dad, who I haven't seen in about 15 years or more. Went down to North Carolina, was trying to get a job there, but I couldn't get one in what I was doing right away, and an apartment right away in 2 seconds flat. And so I applied to Florida, where I did a year ago, and I was just under the gun before I had to reapply. It was, they only gave me a year. They kept my application on file, and I got a Zoom interview, and then this, my sister-in-law said, well, I'm going to PA and then Long Island August 10th. You want to do Amtrak? And I made plans in one day for all of that 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Awesome. Yep. Well, I think you're on the right track, and good luck, and we hope everything works out. Please call us again once you're down there and let us know how it's going. How's that sound?
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, live and light. Bye. Okay, so our next caller is going to be another 651. So let me do this. Okay. Oh, no, wait.
Hi.
No, it's 415.
Oh, okay.
Hi, 415.
Hi. Hi, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I called you guys.
Yeah, how are you?
I am good, although I want to be better. So two things. One is that this whole year I've been moving around to a lot of different places. You guys spoke to me at the beginning of this whole thing. And I'm in a place that I rented for a month, and it's a shared space. And the lady is spiritual here, and she's kind of crazy. And I need to be focused, and I am focused on getting a job, but it seems like all this whole year it's been nonstop of me like trying to focus on, like, I have to focus on finding a new place to live, and then I get somewhere new, and then I need to move again, and while at the same time like trying to stabilize my work. So I'm just kind of wondering what you guys are picking up as far as like the housing situation. I've only been here for a week. I would like it to be more peaceful, but this lady is like sort of like a bully. So I don't even know if I'm going to last another 3 weeks here. And I started looking for a new place again online, and it's just, I just don't want to deal with it anymore. And then the whole thing is like all year I've been trying to like bring in money, and that's been a frustration too. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, again, I just want to stabilize both these things, and spirit just keeps having me work on it, and I'm just trying to find some peace around all of it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I'm gonna just go, and then I'll pass it on. But I got chills right away when you mentioned the woman that you're with, and of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but you need to, that's not your place. And then the next place, is there another town closer that you've been looking at, or that's not too far?
See, the thing is, well, the thing is like I was in a rental for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And I unpacked everything from storage. I got settled, but then his like granddaughter needed a place, and I moved from there, which that place wasn't like, it was really nice. It was a huge estate, but like the energy was weird from the people too. And then like last night I had a scramble to find this place.
Right.
So I don't know, to answer your question, I mean, I'm just here temporarily while I'm looking for my new house, but I know it's not time to move to the house yet because I need to stabilize the work first. And there's like, I feel like good people to meet here. I'm like 40 minutes away from where I was living.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting,
like, again, all this energy to do, it's all energy, like constant, like looking online for places, emailing people, and it's expensive.
Right. Is there another town that's 40 miles away or a little less than 40 miles away? Not going back to the other town. So I got that you, and I'll pass it on to see what they've got next. But And I didn't draw a card. This is just what I got immediately that came down to me, that your next move will be your last move. And so it's looking really well. You will probably be able to stay in that house until you find the move. But like within the next couple of weeks, something is going to change for you for the positive. Like, I don't know if it's the town that you came from or if it's something. Was that town in the north of where you are now? Getting north.
So I went north. Yeah, I'm living in the north now. It's like more industrial. So I'm like making good contacts. Like, it feels good for business. But then my plan is, like, after I set up some things here, I'm going to move back a little bit. I guess it's south. Again, I'm in a new state. So I think I'm going to move a little bit south back to the country, which is where I was living and that I love.
Yeah. So I'm getting that you're going to get the positive things out of the north. Not necessarily a place to live, but what you're doing now, it's going to generate the money there. So you're in the right place. You just have to deal with the BS right now. And, you know, pretty soon I think you'll be working, so it won't be hard for you to just come and crash there. But it's definitely going to happen in the north is what I got. So I don't know, Jessica?
Yeah.
Linda? Yeah.
Yeah, that's confirmation. But do you think, like, I mean, I have three. The thing that concerns me is that there's three more weeks that I paid for here.
Right.
And I was originally thinking, hey, I mean, when I first came here, I loved it. It's like, it's a healing commune. So this is like, in a way, a dream come true. But then all this like energy started popping up. And I was like, oh my God. But I don't know if this is going to be, I'm going to be able to pull together a new housing situation in 3 weeks. That's the concern. Or I just pay for another month again, kind of just skirt around her. I mean, that's what I'm struggling with.
I don't know. I would hold off. Don't pay. I'm getting, you know, don't pay for anything right now. Just see what's going to happen in the next week or so. And then maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't jump.
Please,
cause
please
right now,
pray for me.
Yeah, I am. Right. We will. Okay. Jessica, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Jessica. This is Jessica. The card that popped out for you just really kind of did a triple flip there as you were explaining the situation. Wait a minute. Before I read about the card, because the card is about this dissatisfaction, seeking, searching, and conclusions, I was just asking a spirit about you. It's the same thing that Tony got, not to pay anything. What I'm getting from spirit, they're saying no, like don't pay anymore. Just go with the flow and see where you're going, but don't pay anymore. But of course, that's optional. I just wanted to say that before it dropped out of my brain. So the card I did get for you was dissatisfaction, seeking, searching, and conclusions, which is exactly what we're talking about. It says, sooner or later in our evolutionary process, each of us begins to realize that it's not the having that fulfills our soul, but rather it's the act of creating that brings a satisfaction. Yeah. Commitment in what we've created, no matter how grand, inevitably subsides, and our creative juices once again long to flow. Mm-hmm. That's why the once ideal partner ceases to mesmerize, the perfect job eventually becomes mundane, and the great adventure becomes tedious. Although there's a lot to be said for enjoying what we have now, we must nevertheless respect the fact that our basic nature as creative beings is to create. Without the process, we can't fully be content, at least not for long. Your muses are present, and they call on you now to embrace your creative discontent and undertake new projects. Their message is, see your frustration as a longing to learn more, expand more, dare more, and create more. And that's what I got for you, Jessica.
Yeah, that's amazing. I do want to share with you guys, because I haven't spoken to you in like a year. I was living, because you guys, like, you guys heard about like some real stressful times I was in and crazy places I was living. But what happened was I started manifesting these huge properties, these 50 plus acre properties. I was living in like a cottage on there, which is like, it's nice size, like one bedroom, like kind of house, mini house. Yeah. So I lived in two of those places. Like one was in a really wealthy area on this 50 plus acre. And then I moved from that back to the area I wanted to live, was in the country on over 50 acres too. And I got like really good at that, but still it's the people thing. I'm still like working with the energies. And now I'm like, I just want a house that's on my own land, private. And then again, like this was a blessing to move here, you know, be in this like healing cocoon. And now I know like issues that people can run into when you create a, like an intentional community like this. So it's very helpful to me, but yet, because I don't want to just like keep complaining. Like I just want to keep it, try to keep it a little positive, but I'm uncomfortable. I mean, that's basically what the story is.
Right. If you're uncomfortable, yeah. That's not going to change. Are you a writer?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Something's going to come up. I mean, it's coming in very clear for me. Linda?
Yes, I was just going to say, this is kind of mirroring one of my stories. After I moved to Portland, when I was just talking about the last caller, it took me a while to get on my feet and to be where I needed to be. I was living in a Section 8 building, but I was working as the manager there. And so I dealt with a lot of crazy people there too. I mean, their energies were all over the place. But there were one or two that were really good people that I relied on, I talked to, and they gave me ideas about where to go. And I ended up getting a job miles away, and I would have to commute for a long time, but it enabled me to be financially secure to find an apartment building that was more suited to me. It was quiet, it was peaceful, it was safe. And then eventually I met my husband because I got yet another job that was a permanent job. And now I am living out in 1.5 acres in my own house. And it's just, you know, I know, understand the bouncing back and forth with jobs and trying to find places to live and people driving you crazy, but it will happen for you, okay? And I agree with the others. Don't pay for anything else right now. Don't lock yourself into anything. See what you can do. See what you can find.
You know, I so agree with that. And I've been feeling that too. But like, again, it's like been over a year of this that it kind of, at times it gets you like a little bit nutty because you're like, enough with the bouncing around. Like I see how, like I look back on it and I was like, you know what? You've basically been traveling around the state all year. And I was like, how awesome is that? You know, I was like, that's really been cool. But you've so much in trauma because it came as a surprise. It was a shock to you. And again, the money stuff, like I'm much better than how I have been, but I haven't been able to, I don't even want to say it. Now finally I'm going after contracts that I want. It's building my own business, but I still feel like I need something in the meantime. So I just applied to some retail jobs again, but like it just,
I would do the retail job right now because it's going to get you out of that place. That's what I mean. Like, do the job that's going to keep you away from that house until things happen, you know, so you can live there for the 3 weeks with the cheap rent. And then I would start working on the contract stuff. But I think that's why you're going to make the money in the north there, you know, just to, and then something's going to come up because I think just being in that one place with the bully or the people aren't going to help you. You need to get out of the get out of there and get back into the community. You know what I mean?
I've been doing a lot of like, there's nice networking here, so I've been getting out. It's not cheap rent at all, but
it's not cheap.
There's places for me to sit outside. Like I could sit outside and I could be in my own energy and I just stay away from her. But I'm fiercely pursuing the corporate contracts as well as like today I just applied to a bunch of like, you know, retail and random jobs.
Some is there
people,
one with a pet?
I don't know why
is there one
it's
that has
so
to
hard
do
for
with
me
animals?
To get a job.
Well, did you apply? Did you apply for one that has to do with animals? Somehow, I'm getting some kind of an animal job.
Yeah, so I am an animal healer and communicator, yeah. And that was like a path I pursued. It's kind of put on the like side burner right now because it doesn't pay well. And well, I mean, if I did my healing work, it would. But these corporate contracts, if I just get one, I'm good. Like I'm good.
That's good.
All right.
I'd like to jump in.
I just want to make sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica. So I'm basically going to just try and tie this up in a knot because we've got the messages here and it's totally following the theme that we figured out that we discovered, which is you are being guided. You already know that. You're making all these moves. You have these thoughts. You have these feelings. You have these intuitions. You need to trust. You need to have faith in the flow of time. You are on your path. I'm sorry for the sirens, guys. We're going to have to hold for that.
No, you're good.
We can't hear them.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Can't hear them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Voice isolation mode works on the iPhone. All right. I was saying the card that fell out for me is the Ace of Wands, and I'm just going to give you the key words for these cards that popped out because they're all saying the same thing. Inspiration, new opportunities, growth, and potential. It's in your hands to create whatever it is that you are creating right now. The other two cards that came out right after were the Page of Cups and Page of Swords. Currently in your spiritual lesson life, it seems like right now you're trying to find a mastery over your emotions and your ways of thinking. But the page you're suggesting, we need to do it with that childlike love and laughter. It's the curiosity. It's reminding you to be very open to new opportunities and new things come your way, and you're only going to really see those opportunities if you let go of any of that apprehension or fear and have faith that it's going to work out. Because in the future, I got the Sun card, and this is always a very positive card saying that it's going to work out for you the way it's meant to work out for your soul. And then I find it interesting because in the Sun card, the child is riding a horse. And then my aunt brought up animals again.
Yeah. Yes. I work with horses. Yes.
So I think you have your messages there. Have faith. Yes, the road might have been a little longer than you were expecting because you're an adult at this point. But remember when you were 18 or in your early 20s just branching out and how you didn't worry about what was going to happen in the next year? You just knew it was going to work out eventually? That's the openness and freeness that you have to have. Remember that time is just a teaching tool. You are going with the flow, so have faith in it.
Mm.
I don't know if that resonates for you.
Yeah, I think that my desire at this moment is like I just want to be enjoying every chapter of my life. And this last year, it's been a lot of like, no. And then it's like I go somewhere new and then it's like, no.
Well, so
it's not.
So, yes, but that was intentional from yourself and those guiding you because you were meant to learn new ways of mastering your emotions and new ways of mastering your mind and communication. And that's what you've been working on.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the actor's deal. You know how they go for auditions, and Hawk, you could probably relate to this, but I just know with my family, you know, the actors, they go to auditions. They get no, and then they get the big yes. Exactly what's happening for you.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's not that you're not learning the lessons. It's just that you need more time learning the lessons because it's not yet your moment, but you feel it. And so have faith that you are on the right path.
I mean, you manifest really well. So
You're aware that where you are right now is not going to work out. You're aware that you can make a certain amount of money off one thing. You're aware that you have a calling to do healing. You're aware. You have goals.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like, we don't know. But have faith that with the ups and downs of the flow of time, you're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like you're to still add gonna, too, okay. that sometimes... Sometimes when we bounce around a lot, it's a matter of finding out what we like against what we don't like, but we won't know that until we actually experience it.
Yeah.
That.
Right.
That.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of, there's a lot of positives to it. Like, I could definitely, like, be talking about that. And, like, I started putting up notices about me teaching about my experiences this last year. But it was just that I think I've sort of been in a triggered state as of like yesterday. I keep just trying to calm my system because it's like, you know, like you're saying, like, I know this, I know that, I know, you know, like blah, blah, blah. I know I'm meant to be here for this time and, you know, right now. But it was just a feeling of, I don't feel like looking for another place again. Like, I don't feel like doing all that work. I'm focusing on my career. And I mean, what I did with my lease when it was up, I mean, he gave me 30 days notice. I stayed in faith. I had some moments that I had to work through some triggers, but for the most part, I was very calm about it. I was in faith. I was like, you know what? You found places within a day or two. Like, that's been this whole experience this last year. You found places right away. And my lease was up. I put all my stuff in storage. Like, after I had gone through the whole experience over the last year of not having my stuff, this last place I was in, I actually was able to take out my stuff from storage. So it was like a big celebration. So then it was like kind of, even though I knew the place wasn't right for me for long term, to go put it back into storage, I had to clear through those triggers. I kept saying to myself, look at all what you're doing is putting your stuff in storage. It's no big deal. It's not this whole, oh no, here I go, I'm going to be homeless again for X amount of time. Yeah. Granted, I always had like a roof over my head, but you know, I called it homeless. I'm still in a similar situation, but I don't look at myself as homeless anymore. It's a mindset. So
yeah, what I wanted to tell you sound like a completely different person than you did last year. Completely different.
Wow.
Like even your voice.
I am completely,
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it
okay.
shows. Like you were very, completely different. In fact, I didn't even recognize you at first. And I talked to you not too long ago on Facebook, didn't I, or somewhere. But anyway, you met.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know that you sound completely different. So you're definitely in the right place. And I see everything happening for you this year. I mean, you've put in so much work that there's no way you can go back. Yeah, you're forward now, for real.
Yeah.
But we have
okay,
a
thank
lot
you.
Of
it's nice connecting with you guys.
Yeah, call us back and
thank
let
you
us
for
know
the support.
What happened. Okay, and we're with you for sure. Okay, Jess. Thank
I'm gonna,
you.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna get the job and then I'm gonna get my house. That's exactly what's gonna happen. Yeah.
It will.
Like as in my it's my house. I'm gonna do like a rent to own or something. So like that's what the intention is.
Okay, hon. Keep in touch with us, please. Thank you, dear. Take care.
Yeah. Will do. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. So do you remember Jessica, when we first started?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. We did live in many places, but sounds different, right?
It's like she's doing so well. Yes. She's made like leaps and bounds. Just
I know. It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay, so 630, you're on the air. Can I have your name?
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. Michelle, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
So
and what's your
situation
name?
Is,
go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, so my situation is I have a condo, and I've just been having a lot of problems here. Like, there's, like, my third leak from my ceiling and in the last 5 years or 4.5 years, and I've lived here 9 years, and, you know, I think the roof is, like, 15 years old. I'm on the top floor. And I know the condo association, they just don't attend to things really good. I know that they won't get a new roof. Like, every time this happened 2 years ago, they just fix it, which it was fixed. But but now it's a different location. But it's obvious that there's a problem. And then I have to end up getting my ceiling repainted. I'm just so sick of the whole thing. The whole building itself, it's just that they just don't fix things and they don't care. And it's just not kept up to the standard I want. And I knew I had to move, and I don't think I would have if this situation didn't happen again. So I just want to know what you see with this. Like, I'm going to tell the property manager on Monday, because it was my quarters coming down. It's just the 2 weeks that, you know, it's like it's brown spots, two circles. And, you know, I assume she'll take care of it hopefully right away. And, you know, that they'll have their roof, where there's been a lot of problems in the Midwest with, you know, the rain the last couple weeks. But then beyond that, I really want to move, and it's a matter of, you know, finding a property I can find soon. And then also, like, this has to be taken care of first. So I guess I kind of want to see what you see with this being taken care of. And then also, you know, because I don't want to spread. And then it has to. And then, you know, if I eventually put this up for sale, once I find something first I want to buy and then put this up once that goes through my sale, you know, you do have to, like, put under the roof, like, yes, you know, you had a leak. Had leaks, but they were repaired from roof shingles.
Yes.
So I just hope that it won't affect me, you know, getting the property. I'm getting the property sold, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. It's coming in really, really quick, so I have to just say it before I lose it. What Spirit's guiding me to tell you is that this, you're going to move on from where you're at, and
do you think it was a calling from God, like in a way, because it happened 3 times?
Yes, I'm feeling like it's kind of that same thing. Like you're being guided by your divine soul's essence, and you're not going to be there for very long. I asked if this was going to be resolved, and I got a yes, but it's not going to be there. You're going to move on from there. So that's what I got in. Really, really quickly. I'll go ahead and pass the mic, and I'll shuffle my deck.
I just want to point out very quickly, because I haven't pulled cards yet, but this is the third call in a row about moving, about finding a place, or about finding a new home. So, yes, the theme of the day is have faith that it's all going to work out and that you are being divinely guided. And I'll pull cards and add more later.
When you say divinely guided, you mean like God kind of, I feel like, led me to this. Like I knew once I saw the third stain, now this is it. Like I felt that they weren't taking care of things in the building. But beyond that, this is the third time this has happened, and it's just a symptom of the whole building. You know?
What Hawk is saying, you know, because you are definitely have intuition. And I think like me, you know, you doubt your intuition. I was just saying that I'm getting so much better because I believe in my intuition, which is actually your spirit guides. And that's what Hawk's saying. Mm-hmm. So I think you know what you have to do, and you're right on the right path. And you're so strong in knowing that we get the same thing. That, like, Jessica got it really
strong. I wasn't sure up to now. I thought, well, if it doesn't happen again, but there's going to be more storms, and it's getting worse with climate change. And even if they put on a new roof in 5 years, they have you know, just all kinds of problems. Like I feel like coming from the roof, like, you know, a lot of people have these, like, not leaks, I forget what they're called. They look like dense a little bit.
I'm a very visual person when it comes to seeing things and my spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
I see it falling through. I mean, I drew, and I'm not a very good artist, so I just drew this box, but it's kind of falling in. So I see something that's actually going to ruin eventually the roof and the wall to where it's going to hit. I think there's foundation problem also. So, I mean,
There is. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's funny you said that, because I think this building does have that. It shifts in the wind. It's just not for me anymore, and I think it's the calling from God's good. It might be getting me out in time. You could end up with big assessments down the line if they have to fix a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the apartment building?
Surfside.
In Miami. That's exactly what I got the feeling about.
I don't think it's that serious.
No, but eventually.
But I do.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Right. Then it's just time to get out. And these other people, they can just play along with it. But do you think they'll fix this soon for me? Because I do want it to be soon so I can then look for something. I can't look for something before this is fixed.
I think they are going to fix it just because they want, because you're very vocal and you just got to keep on it. So just.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this is the third time too in 4 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. Yeah, and they have to, and I have to get 3 bids again for painting. It's just ridiculous. I've just had it. So I think it's my warning, like you said, like Surfside. Yeah, just get out.
Not that Surfside's going to happen, but that's exactly what I got, the same thing. So that's what I'm saying, that what Hawk was saying is that your intuitions are so strong that we picked up on them immediately.
Do you think that might happen to my unit and not other people's? There's 8 people on the top floor.
No, I think it's going to happen to the whole building. I feel it's the building.
To more people?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to happen to more people in the building?
It's not just you.
But
so
it also is.
But they won't get the new roof unless it's like a lot of people are affected. If it's me only, they're just going to patch it up by fixing my area of the roof. You know.
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
They need
a new roof.
To be very vocal about it and network, because I think there's people in the same situation that you are. Could be your chance to find out who they are, and then they'll have to do it because, I mean,
No, they're going to fix it. They have to fix it, but that's not the point. They're not going to get a new roof unless a lot of people are having water and they're not on the floor. It's more my unit and the unit next to me was a few years before. So I just think that I just need to get out. Just let them fix it. You know, I'm going to tell them I'd like a new roof. I think you really need to, but they won't do that. And just let them fix it and then let them pay to have it painted and then just get the hell out of here. But do you think it'll affect my value if I, you know, I do need to let them know that I had leaks? What?
Yeah. Just be truthful. It'll be fine.
And you don't think it won't keep my place from selling?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball.
I want to add a warning. I did get the 7 of swords for you in the future.
Yeah.
And that usually stands for deception or getting away with something, acting strategically. So I think the answer to the question you just asked is be honest.
Yes, be truthful.
I'm going to be honest. You have to be. But what I'm saying is, do you think someone will still buy it, though? If you say you had leaks, but they were fixed?
Do you live in Florida?
What?
Do you live in Florida?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I got Florida. But maybe that's because of Surfside. So go ahead.
Do you think it'll be a problem with selling it? I am going to tell the truth, but...
I think you need to not worry.
I shouldn't say no. What do you think, Linda?
Why do you say that?
Linda?
Okay, this is Linda, and I was shown a picture of Alex, who lives in Long Beach, a friend of mine, who had this very thing. His apartment roof started leaking really bad, and they were warning me that in the meantime, at least move your electronics out of the way, because he lost a lot in electronics one day when the flood just kind of grew. But I also agree that be honest, be upfront. There are people out there that are willing to buy structures that are fixer-uppers, if you will, because they can turn around
and
flip
those. But it's not really fixer-upper. It's just that they're the roof problem. You know what I mean? Do you think that,
that's it. I mean, minor things like a roof problem, they're willing to take it over, fix it up, and then get more money out of it later.
Do you think I'm going to have to sell it a decrease a little bit?
I don't think so. But I don't know for sure. But I'm not
saying
anything about you selling it. The sooner
I think we're having issues giving you the actual physical material, exactly how it's going to end up, because we know that that's not the spiritual lesson that's at play right now.
Right.
You have a lot of apprehension about this, and you're looking for some thing to keep you from taking the next step, or at least taking
it. I am going to take the next step, but I just want to make sure this will sell. But I guess it will.
Commit.
You always find somebody, and if you had to lower the price a little, you could.
Yeah.
Commit. Exactly. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Can I jump in real quick? Because of what Hawk just said, this was the phrase that I was reverted to, directed to, and it says, self also alerts you to the fact that not all the necessary pieces of information to make the best decision may be apparent to you yet. But your higher self wisely counsels that sometimes the most powerful thing that you can do is do nothing. The message is for now just to be quiet and wait. And
I love that.
So, yeah, I mean, it's so powerful, though, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is nothing I can do. It has to be fixed first.
Right.
But I am not going to be quiet if I know that. Yeah, the answer has come to me. God has spoken. It really is time to move. Like you said, this could be like a suicide thing eventually in this building.
Yep.
Not that bad, but, you know, just continual repairs that are neglected, that it's going to lead to a lot of problems for them down the line. And I just don't want to – I can't keep on being in this and then having another week and, you know.
Because that was a perfect reminder that when they say quiet, they mean quiet of the mind. To allow the messages from other places to be received. It's not a quieting of the voice. Of course you need to quiet the mind and hear what you're meant to do and then speak aloud in the favor of justice. Of course.
Yeah.
You're there.
Okay.
You do know what you're supposed to be doing, but you have some apprehensions about it and it's making you a little nervous. But have faith that it is all going to work out.
Okay, and do you see me finding a place soon after this is fixed, or you don't really know if it'll be a while? I'd sure hope it's sooner than later.
I think you have to have faith.
Yeah, you just have to go through the steps, and I think you're on the right path, too. I think it looks all good, green-lighted to me. But
isn't it kind of sad that
that
happened to me, though? That it happened to me and not other people on the floor.
It happened to
like
other
why
people.
Me?
No, it's not
because
only you.
Because it was time for you to move.
Yeah.
It's just a message from from your heart, from your mind, from God that it's time for you to move on.
Yeah.
And
There's
of course you were in a situation that affects other people, but this was a situation that's meant to move you in a certain way, and it might move them in certain ways, but that's not the concern. The concern is you. So you do the best that you can
them.
In
and
that
don't
moment.
Don't tell them, right?
No, you'll
don't
be
tell them I'm wanting to move.
I
what?
Think they'll contact you after, but I would just concentrate on you. Yep.
Just make sure they get this fixed and then just say, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when it's time and I'm going to move, like, you know, I'm just moving, whatever. And don't tell them anything about that because it's just not their business. And do you think she'll answer my call back tomorrow? Do you think it'll be a problem? I mean, she always has. I mean, if there's a leak, that's serious.
I don't see any
problem. You know, they have to call you back.
Yeah, I don't see any problem at all.
Okay. I just wish I didn't, you know, I'm not like too like upset where I wasn't sleeping the first two times. It's a lot better now. But I just wish this didn't happen. But it's just all meant to be. I
think you're pleasantly surprised when you do go. A lot of new things are going to open up for you. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a couple more calls.
Do you think, can I have one more? I just have one more question really, really quick. Do you think my old neighborhood is more the stomping ground I should be? Because I feel like all the buildings around here, they manage. And maybe it's just my time not to be managed by these buildings. Anymore in the whole neighborhood, you know, like the other property I was at 20 years, and I feel like, you know, just maybe it's better to be in the old neighborhood and just have a new start or something. You know, I was looking there and here.
Go where it feels good to be.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay.
You have a very strong spirit team. Because they're guiding you in the right direction, and if that's what you're feeling, that's where you need to start. Yeah, with your intuition.
I agree with that,
Thank
Tony,
you,
because Yeah, even when I was asking Spirit, they wouldn't give me an answer on that. And sometimes they won't, because they want you to make that decision on your own without influencing it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I really appreciate everybody's help today. And, you know,
let us know how it's
going for me when it happens. You know?
Yeah. Call us back and let us know how it's going. Okay.
Okay. And at least they have a place, right? Like, my situation's a lot better than a lot of people's. I mean, I have a condo. It's not like I don't have money. Like, I don't have, you know, I'm not impoverished, you know, so you have to be thankful. This isn't like something that can't be solved. You know?
No, you're in a good space. So you're good. Thanks,
you just
Lisa.
Have to have faith that you are abundant.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Be abundant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Thank
hon.
You.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay, so our next caller is 805. We have two more callers. So 805, you're on the air. 805?
Oh, hi. How are you? This is Donna. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Donna. Great. Great. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I had this run-in with Social Security because I'd won a couple jackpots, total of $5,000 last year, and I didn't report it to them because I Googled it, and it said that if you made less than $16,000 a year that you didn't have to.
Right.
So I don't know what – am I going to – is everything going to be okay with them, that maybe I pay them back for the SSI, or I don't know. How do you see the outcome of that?
Anybody?
Shuffle.
Yeah. I mean, I get a yes right away that you're going to be okay. And I can take
I got that too.
Yeah. I can tell you from my own experience.
Yeah, it just takes perseverance, backing up your paperwork with table stone.
Yeah. It takes forever for them to figure out what you have to do. But I was also in the same predicament you were. And they even take out payments. I mean, it's not anything to fret over. They are really cool about working with you on whatever it may be. The outcome.
Yeah, it is taking a long time.
It takes
for a long time.
Yeah.
I did pass my housing. I was a little afraid of that, but I had told them about my winnings and everything, and they let you go last year with working. It was okay, but I did tell them, and so I did pass for another year, so I'm good there.
Yeah, now it's up to 18.5, so you might be good all the way around.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm going to make these little trips. I'm going to Idaho for a wedding in October, and then I'm going to go to Cabo San Lucas. My brother has a timeshare there, and he's treating me to it for 4 nights. And I don't meet anybody here where I live. I mean, it's a beautiful place in Santa Barbara. I'm 69. I look good for my age, younger, but I just don't meet anybody. Everybody seems paired up or younger. Do you see me ever meeting anyone?
Donna, can I ask you something? Where in Idaho are you going for the wedding?
I'm trying to think. I don't know the name. It's near Boise, though. It's one, but beautiful, beautiful home. They even heat the floors. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, Caldwell, is it Caldwell, Nampa, any Meridian?
Maybe it's Meridian.
Yeah.
Meridian's a good place.
Yeah.
But the house
is
unbelievable.
Huh? Yeah. I get a yes that you are going to meet somebody.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't want to be alone.
I don't blame you.
Alone my whole life, you know? I don't have
There's
kids,
a lot of
so
single seniors in Idaho.
Oh,
there
really?
Are. Yeah, you'll be happy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere that you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm happy
what do you
that back.
What do you, is anybody else getting anything good for her?
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree too.
I can go and just say that right now, though, you are having these negative thoughts and self-imposed restrictions. You are having this victim mentality when it is coming to love. So that is something that you need to look at and have faith. Go with the flow of time. live like a child. That's the theme, right? Love, laugh,
yep.
Have faith that you are divinely guided. And in the future, I do see Six of Cups, which is beautiful. And I think this is either the wedding or it's just childhood innocence and joy.
Yeah.
So start with this mentality of not being able to find love, because what you perceive is what you invite, and right now you're not inviting it.
Mm-hmm.
So be open. Have faith. You have time.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And the more you work on yourself, right, the more you feel
okay.
abundant, the more the abundance will come.
Yeah.
I think something big is coming in because I'm just going over feeling. I was at the beach about 6 weeks ago, and there were no clouds, so it wasn't like clouds partying or anything. And
mm-hmm.
it was windy, and there were big boulders on the beach, so you couldn't walk. It was a high tide. But I looked out into the sky, no clouds parting, so that wasn't giving me a clue or anything. But I
mm-hmm.
felt like the whole world opened up, every cell
yeah.
in my body. It's like there was such
there
an
go.
Expansion. It was unbelievable. So I'm expecting a miracle coming in, because I don't think I would have felt that.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
I want to say right now to piggyback off that is that don't expect the miracle as if it's something coming from outside that's completely out of your control. The more you feel the way you felt then and there where you were being extended, that is
mm-hmm.
the manifestation of those abundance. So,
Did you like one of your brother's friends in high school, or is there somebody in your past that you were connected to in high school?
Yeah.
That you,
yeah.
Yeah. So have you been in touch with that person lately?
No, he passed on. Yeah.
Oh, he passed on. Is there somebody that has not
yeah.
passed on that you might be pleasantly surprised that might contact you or on your Facebook page or... I'm just getting...
There is a fellow named Gunter, and I knew him when I was 21, and I met him in Ecuador, and we had a little affair, and then I came back to Florida, and I had a boyfriend. I was back with him, and he ended up getting married, but I know I can get him on Facebook.
But it's something to do with the past something, affair.
I agree.
Yeah.
Six of Cups has to do with revisiting the past and childhood
yeah.
memories.
Yeah.
So there might be something there to that too.
Yeah, but I also get your brother involved, so I don't know if it's one of his friends. I don't know. It could be Gunther.
Oh,
but,
that could
yeah.
be. Yeah, I have four brothers.
Yeah, so
yeah.
you have a lot of brothers that you might have, and you might not have been so aware of it in the past, but it was somebody that did catch your eye. At one point, when you were teenagers or somewhere around then, like what Hawk is saying. So maybe look into that. So, but that's what I'm getting for you, is someone that you already
good.
Knew. So it's not going to be a complete, you know, it's going to be somebody that you did know from your past, but I don't know if you had an affair with them or it was just somebody that caught your eye or, you know, they were looking at you. I just see that.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's exciting, though.
Look,
I feel
that.
A lot of
yeah.
excitement over it. Yeah. So that's cool.
That is cool.
Good.
Wow. Thank
you. Got a lot to look forward to, Donna.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Looking forward
well, let
to
us
it.
Know for sure when you get back or
right.
if something happens. We'd
okay.
love to hear.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You all too. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So our next caller is 860. Did we do 860 yet? No. Okay.
Yes.
So we have
Hello?
45 minutes left. Hi, 860. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Amla. I don't think I've talked to you guys. For a while.
Great.
I don't know if
What's
you
your
know
name
me.
There? Pamela?
It's Amala.
Amala.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we know?
I don't think
just,
so.
No? Okay.
It doesn't sound familiar. But,
nice to meet
wow,
you.
Welcome to Enter the Light.
Yeah, when?
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So my question today is, it's interesting you're talking about relationships and stuff like that, because this year has all been about, like, people showing up for me. So the test was that basically I've met three really good friends that I could count on, and actually friendships were really tough for me to even find a solid one who's really there. So now I have three of them, which only happened this year. So I just think the universe is really, talking about faith, just like, okay, you know, you've got this down pat. Like, you can, yeah, my trust radar is up because it's an even exchange with these friendships. So now moving into, now I feel like I'm ready for a regular romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually going to two fire ceremonies, this Saturday and then the one the following week. And I just feel really good about myself. So I don't know what you guys think. What do you guys feel? Yes.
Anybody want to go first?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Linda. I was just going to say, I feel really good about you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. I do too. Like, I just asked the pendulum, and I'm getting like a really strong yes about the ceremony. So, and I think, because of the space that you're in and, like you said, working on yourself and with these new relationships that you've had for the last year, that your eyes are wide open. You know what you're looking for. I think you have a pick. I keep getting she has a pick of whatever, whoever. It's all in your hands that you can pick anybody.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Jessica. Wow. The world is your oyster, is what I got.
Yeah. 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 Hawk, Jeff.
So do you feel like it's like somebody, this like magnetic, do I meet them through a friend, or is it just that these gatherings, this is randomly happens?
I feel random, but I don't know what they're doing.
I feel like it'll come together, even though it's like something we call coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It will just kind of like come together. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's picking him for you because it's your, I don't see it's through a friend. It could be a friend of a friend, or maybe if they're going with you, someone that they know, but I just feel that you're going to be like, wow, and pick them.
Okay. Yep. So do you feel like we'll be together like in August? Is it just starts off as slow as friends, or is it just pretty much magnetic in the sense of like not rose colored glasses thing, but just more like I'm ready. Yeah.
So I want to say some stuff.
Go ahead. But I feel a big boom. Like my heart's exploding right now. So go ahead, Hawk.
Yeah. The first thing that came to mind when you were talking about your friends was seasons and reasons. People come into our lives for seasons and for reasons.
Yeah.
Love that. Right. And that's what you've been loving, is you've embracing this cool harmony that you found with these new friends. It's also a reminder that things change, and that's not always going to necessarily be true, right? Seasons and reasons. But right now, you are extremely powerful. As soon as all the ladies were going, wow, we feel good about you, I had the same joyous feeling. So wherever you are, which I think is represented by the Nine of Pentacles, which has this beautiful, lovely lady covered in roses, standing in a beautiful garden with a bird on her hand. It's most likely a falcon. And it's this representation of how you're probably really feeling divine and in the flow right now and abundant.
Yeah.
So continue that. I think the message for me with this card, though, was focus on your divine femininity. Focus on yourself. This has kind of been the theme of the day, too, is don't worry about the lovers that may or may not come. Worry about how you are in that moment, because that's what's going to manifest your joy, however that looks, if that's dependent on a person. The next card tells me that there is a person, but it could also just be these fire festivals. Maybe you're meant to go to be free and have fun with strangers and different people. I do see in the future you will have to make a tough decision, and that could be about a lover. So I want to say it's good, but I think you still need to focus on your goddesshood.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like talking about divine love, you know, really it's been a struggle. I don't know if any of you are aware. I am legally blind, so I have partial vision right now. And it's just like talking about acceptance and love and people actually taking you for just you. That's why it's been a struggle. I love myself. I love my personality. It's just people are people. You know, I have a friend. This is interesting. It's one line he always says. He's actually partial vision like I am. We're just friends. But the point is, he goes, you know what? Always remember this, Emla. Most people do what's convenient for them. And that really helps me understand, I don't like to move away from disappointment, because just simple things like people say they're going to do something and then they don't, you know, like.
Exactly.
I'm not a moocher either, you know, so I'm not like somebody who constantly needs somebody as a crutch. Just like, look, I might need some help here. They say yes and then they just flake off. And that's been the trend for years, decades, you know, so for me to have that gift from God, and I just pinch myself every day this year. It's only been this year. It's 7 months in that these three people are just genuinely there. They absolutely care about me. And it shows
in
their accent. Yes, go ahead, please.
How did they show up for you?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come from? Like what?
Well, from my heart.
How did they come about?
Divine.
Was it
divine in my heart?
Was it because you were free?
What was that?
Was it because you felt free and loving that you found free and loving people?
I really don't know. I just think that this is how I feel. Because it's been a struggle and a half. I mean, I'm not saying woe is me. It's just I've had struggle after struggle, right? That's just the trajectory of I'm not going to say my future. I'm going to say what I've been through. I think that divine was just giving me some blessings, that you've done the work. Here's some rewards. I think that's how I see it. Like, these are the rewards.
I agree.
I'm 49 years old. I've never had genuine friends except this year.
But it was because of something you were doing or working on with yourself that allowed them to show up and be there for you the way they are.
Yeah.
And
that's
what I want to confirm for you is that it's your work that has caused this new place of friendship and joy and celebration.
I agree.
You are at the center of it, right? Like, you perceive what you invite. You finally invited true friends, and so then you found them. So continue that. Make sure that the focus is you, not the outside world.
Yes. And it's honestly kind of, in a way, it's like kind of like my trump card. You know, I have an advantage card because I don't see well. So, like, I don't know who's smiling at me, who's not. So I have no choice but to go inside.
Yeah.
That's the trajectory of my spiritual being on this planet.
You know your lesson.
Purpose.
And
that's
I just want you to know that the Two of Swords is a blindfolded woman on the beach. So it's
a beautiful card
that came, right, So that's you. And it's asking you to trust your intuition, but focus on yourself. And Linda, go ahead.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, I'm also partially sighted. I'm extremely myopic and diplopic is the word for it when you can't see straight out of both eyes at the same time. I've never been able to drive a car. So everywhere I've had to go, it's been public transportation or someone taking me. But I have learned that you can see better than fully sighted people in many ways because you are gifted with that intuition. And I feel that that's what is attracting the people to you, is that you're sending out that light of intuition. So keep focused on that and keep those people in your line of sight. You'll know if they're good or not. Okay?
Yes. Can I add something to that? Linda and Mila. Jaden's he's actually wanting to step forward, and he wanted to validate what and give a little more or add to, sorry about that.
Sure.
What Linda said. And you probably may have heard the story of my son Jaden as well. He came in with Down syndrome, severe autism. nonverbal or non-speaking throughout his life. And he has really talked to me or helped me understand so much about individuals that do come in with, you know, the quote-unquote disability or impairment. Those are areas of our physical life that are considered impaired. However, from a spiritual basis, what I've understood from my son, where we are impaired in ways that, okay, let me rephrase that, in ways that we come in impaired or with impairments or disabilities, we are actually highly elevated in other areas, usually very spiritually connected, psychic, telepathic. We usually have all of our other senses highly heightened, if that makes sense. I just wanted to validate that. He really wanted to highlight that.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful. It really, you know, I wanted to actually share a meme with the word disability. I just read it, and it's a universe is a mirror. I really believe that. And so I'm a writer. Yeah. I've written books, blah, blah, blah. So I'm always reading things. I have partial vision, but I could still read. The point is, what was the name? It said, the only disability one has is a bad attitude.
And it's so true. Yes,
it
is. It is just beautiful. Jaden has his own group, and a lot of people in the group will often share these things, and that is one post that has been shared multiple times to our group, and it's so true. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a matter of seeing it just in a different way. I see through everything, you know, and I think that's why it's like, if you have a handful of people, you know, hang on to them, because I don't need 10,000 people as, or even 10 people as a good friend. I need a few or even just one. Yeah. I was always just praying to God, just please just give me one being. That's all I asked for. And here I have three. So it's, you know, it's not even like, again, I wasn't looking either. That was interesting, too. It just kind of presented itself on its own.
That's how it usually happens. That's when it often happens. Yes.
Lynn wanted me to tell you why.
Go ahead.
She said the show that you used to call in on was Divine Connections.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we thank you for coming in, and we've got like three more callers, and I'd like to get to them, but please call us again. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you.
God bless. Thank you so very much for your time, and keep on shining your light. Thank you so much.
We will. Thank
you.
You
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is 310. Do you have a question for us, 310? Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Vince calling from New York.
Oh, hi, Vince.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm in kind of a bad mind right now because I got a couple of job-related questions. And the first situation I have is right now I'm working as a seasonal at a brewery in Pennsylvania. And I want to find out if they're going to take me on full time and if the pay is going to get better, because the pay really sucks right now. I can barely make my bills, car payment, everything, and I'm afraid I'm going to be losing everything unless something gets better. And then the other thing with the job is I have one gentleman there who's been harassing me, bullying me, intimidating me, or trying to, and has escalated to assault. And I have not retaliated, but I did document everything and I reported it immediately to Human Resources. So, and I have witnesses that verify and back up everything that has been said and done. So they're in the process of investigating, so should know what the steps are going to be, they're going to be taking next. So I'm wondering if they're going to fire me, both of us, or what disciplinary action they take. And then the other thing is I applied for a job at a company called Blue Triton, which is a water bottle company. And I had visions of me getting the job. They gave me two interviews within a week, and mm-hmm. it came down between me and one other guy. And unfortunately, the other guy got it, and because it was great money, the hours were great and everything. And I'm just really heartbroken over this. So I'm wondering if there's still a chance that they may hire me, or if there's something else coming my way very soon that's going to be more beneficial for me financially.
Okay. Anybody?
Can I go over the place?
Yeah, go.
Yes, hi, Vince. This is Jessica. And what I was getting right away before you even finished speaking, that this is not the place for you, meaning like you're going to move on from it. But you were here with this job in this situation for a reason, and I think it was to teach lessons. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
You were a catalyst for that's what I'm getting. You were a catalyst right here in this situation for change in this business situation, but you're going to move on from it. Ooh, that's what I'm getting. Just totally what I'm getting, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, me too. I got that. Okay. Yes, it's not going to last. Your intuition or what you're thinking about this whole situation is probably right. I do get a strong feeling about the Blue Water Company, whether they hired the wrong person or they're looking to hire another one. And I feel that you were the second one that they, so they might be reaching out to you. Again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Linda. This is Linda, and I'm getting if it's not the Blue Water Company, it's somebody that they're connected with, another company, another location that would be a good company for you.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because Blue Triton is just a division of other companies. They own other companies, and they do have companies not only in my area, but they have companies all over the U.S., and I would really love to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda's right.
And
Absolutely.
I also agree. I also agree, too, that the situation you're having now with this bully is to bring light to the situation so that it doesn't happen to other people once that guy's out of there.
Yeah. So do you know how long it would be before another decent paying job is going to come my way?
I have an idea of when. I just know that when the situation is resolved with what you're going through now, that everything will open back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, I would like to add, this is Hawk. I want to verify everything the ladies are saying. It also goes along with the theme that we've been talking about all day, that you've been divinely guided to switch jobs. So that has set you on the path. You already started applying. Like, you already know these answers. You just need to hear it also that this is the right move. Yes.
Yeah.
You need to leave this job for sure. And you, in knowing that you're leaving this job, you also need to leave behind the lack mindset, the poverty mindset, the worry, the financial loss mindset.
Yeah, that's
right
what
now,
I'm really worried about.
Yeah.
And that's your spiritual lesson. That's the spiritual lesson. Because presently you got the star card, which I think is totally perfect and confirms what the ladies were saying, because it's a naked woman pouring water onto land and back into water. And there's a giant star, which could be a big company that owns the many little stars that are surrounding it. Seven. So,
yeah.
Right?
Good.
We have faith. And then in the future, you got Ace of Pentacles. And just to confirm, it's a new financial or career opportunity. It's manifestation. It's abundance. But let's go back to the star card, because it is reminding you that you need hope. You need faith. You need purpose, renewal, and spirituality. So let go of this job and do exactly what Linda said, that like following through and making sure that it's safe for other people, but it's not your place anymore. That was meant to happen
right
out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So have faith. We have all had tough financial times, and it is the scariest stuff. I know. And for me, the spiritual lesson is always have faith. It's going to work out. Even if right now you're crying, you know at some point you're going to be laughing in the future. So why not start laughing now?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have fun with this job search and have fun for the waiting. Feel that release of this pain of the job that's not paying you enough to begin with anyways. And
right.
A person that sucks. You have your message. You just needed to hear that, yes, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because the message I just got, the card said, hold the space. It says, hold things together. Don't make a, it just says that you just keep it together. Just stay strong because you know you're where you're supposed to be. So you know
exactly.
What you're doing. You know it could be a little hard at first, but you're in, and you know what's going to happen because you told us. But, you know, like Linda said, it's coming. The right space is coming. So just hold it together. You don't need to be upset or like Hawkins saying, you're not going to lose everything. It's just going to take a while. You might need to call people and let them know that you're just changing jobs, but it's a better job. And, yeah. Just you don't have to be quiet about it. If you need to call your creditors and be vocal, you know, a lot of this is happening to a lot of people around right now. And so they'd rather help you than hurt you. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Faith.
Yeah, let us know.
That mindset.
For sure then. Yep.
Okay. We'll do.
Yep. Okay. Take care, hon.
Thank you
take
so
care.
Much.
Love and light.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. We have our last caller, 917, and we have 23 minutes, so I think we can do it. We've done it, you guys. I can't believe it. Okay. So.
All right.
Hi, 917.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah,
enjoying
really
the show.
Awesome.
Great meetings. Yeah. Well, this is Casey in New York, and I would like to know what you see ahead for me, particularly in terms of meeting like-minded friends,
mm-hmm.
companions, and also I'm in such a mess, and anyway, do you see my sister ever coming around and coming to visit and help me in the apartment?
We talked about this last week, right?
No.
It was last week?
No, I think it was
or
a
was
couple
it the week
weeks
before?
Ago. It was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Two?
Right?
Okay.
Casey? Yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever called this show.
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe
that's
I'm just
awesome.
Having a deja vu.
Yeah, maybe it was your sister that called us. No, I'm only kidding. I'm kidding.
Right.
Okay. All right, so does anybody know, feel anything for Casey right out of the gate?
Right off the gate, I did feel that at some point the sister is going to come around to be supportive, just right off the bat real quick.
Yeah. I got a big yes on
one.
That, too.
Casey, what I'm getting is that this sister of yours is going through some really tough stuff emotionally, and she can't really be there for you emotionally right now, but as soon as she's able to resolve it, maybe the two of you can talk it over, and you can help her out a lot, too.
Is it having to do with her physical issues, or is it anything
it
with her husband?
Like she's been to the doctor a lot and confused about what she's being told.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Physical.
Yeah, I think it's physical, but I think also you're right about the emotional part. I don't think the person that she has to talk to is helping her in any way. I really feel that you could, like Linda said, could help her a lot more. With just speaking to her.
Yes, she feels confused.
Yeah.
With what the doctor is telling her. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. She doesn't
like
know
she's
what
not understanding everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she has issues with her shoulder, and she just got, I believe, a cortisone shot, hoping that would help.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to help probably for a while, but I think there are some other things they're probably told her after the cortisone shot that she's having. She either doesn't understand the procedure or not sure which way to go. So I think you have to probe around. She's not going to say anything because I don't think she understands. Or, you know, the other thing is I don't think that other person went to the doctor with her, so she was there by herself and she probably didn't get it all. I think maybe she should go back so you can help her in clearly understanding what the next step would be, if that makes any sense. So.
Yeah. So
yeah, it does to me. Yeah. I'm also feeling like she's going to have a breakthrough with this, though, too, the sister.
Yeah, I don't feel it's anything emergency, you know, like a big emergency or anything bad's going to happen. I just think it's like, does she go under the knife or not go under the knife, or, you know what I mean? Something.
Yeah.
She needs something to talk it out with. And I don't think her husband is I think he's confused also, not to say that he's not caring, but I think he doesn't know what to tell her and that maybe you could help her in that way.
Hmm. If she would let me. She has a way of not liking what I say, not listening to me.
Yeah, and it's not that they're not listening. Like, I can tell you with my daughters, you know, I tell them something and I think they're not listening to me. And even with my sister in the past, but it's just funny because like a week after I tell them something, then I see them doing exactly what my thoughts were and what I expressed to them. So they don't necessarily want you to know that they're listening, but they do listen, is what I found out. So.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a shock.
Okay.
It was a shock. But they do listen, I think, especially because she's very concerned and confused, like Linda was saying. As far as meeting somebody, the saying, what is it? I don't even know if it's a saying, but you can't meet anybody unless you put yourself out there.
Yeah, well, I've been going out. And there's a lot of free things happening in the city, and
good.
I've been, hanging out and meeting people that I already know, but, you know, they're okay for that, but, you know, they're not really anybody I want to forge any more, closeness with, or, you know, not really what I'm looking for. So, but I have been going out.
Have you considered going online? I know it's very scary, but there are some sites that are age appropriate and, you don't have to, it's just nice to talk to them and possibly meet for lunch or coffee. It's not going to be in the people that you're hanging out with.
Yeah.
They're, like you said, you're way above, not above them, but you're, they're not your type of, would not be a love interest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not. Only, you know, I'm not specifically looking for love. I'm looking for friends and companions. And, you know, if love happens along the way, that's great. But I'm not, like, seeking dating partners, per se. It's more friends.
Yeah. Well, you can make that known online, too.
I don't feel right about going on, like, one of those dating sites. That's the deal. It's just... I don't know.
Well, is there another organization?
There are spiritual meetups in different areas. If you look up spiritual meetup for where you live, you might be able to find someone there that you can go to.
Yeah.
Oh, I've belonged to a number of meetups over the years, but it's just nothing's happening lately. They went to a lot of online or they're not even doing anything. So, it's kind of quiet here, with this, even with the meetups. City.
Well, things change even in meetup groups. People come and go. Maybe look back into some of the ones you tried a while back and see if there's something different.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on the mailing list, so if anything is, you know, any new events are happening, I get notified. But like I'm saying, it hasn't really been.
Yeah.
At least in the spiritual groups.
Is anyone feeling some type of blockage?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone else feel what that might be?
I don't know. Wow. I think that's why I said if you put yourself out there, then it, you know what I mean? I think it's a block of some type.
So, Casey, may I go and ask you some questions
go ahead.
Here?
Sure. Okay. Thank
your
you.
Sister's in another state, right?
Yes.
And the idea was that you were hoping that she'd leave the husband and be with you for a little while to get things settled and changed, right?
Yeah. Well, I inherited, you know, this has been my grandmother's apartment. I had moved in and I took care of her for a number of years and took over the apartment. My sister helped me originally to go through things and organize, but it was like, and then she had to leave and go back to her job and all, but it was kind of left. I thought, agreed that she would come back at some point and continue. Meanwhile, you know, my partner moved in and he lived with me for a number of years and then he passed. So I have stuff from him. I have stuff I also inherited from my father. And anyway, I wanted her to help me go through everything and get more organized here. I'm very overwhelmed. Let me
ask the ladies a question. Ladies, are you
planning
anything? One second, Casey. Let me ask the ladies if they're feeling anything about travel. Because it could be a
I'm actually feeling other people traveling to her. And what I'm actually seeing, she was talking about the inheriting from this person and that. I went through that very same thing. My father-in-law and mother-in-law passed, and then we got a bunch of their stuff, and the brother-in-law got some. And then the brother-in-law passed, and we got a bunch of his stuff. And then my husband passed, and I had a house full of stuff I didn't know what to do with. But I had relatives came from outside to help me go through it, sort through it, give out what we needed to give, sell what we needed to sell, and take to the dump what we didn't want. And that getting rid of that clutter is what made me feel freer. It was all of the clutter that was with me.
Thank you, Linda. That is what I think I'm touching on, is I feel like what you're actually, like physical materials holding onto in the house are actually adding to your blockage of being able to move forward.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that resonate with you?
Possibly.
Does that resonate, Casey? Yeah, I mean, because it feels like you have a lot that you're responsible for right now, but it's not serving you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that the message I gave to you last time when dealing with your sister, I was reminding you that you want to protect her, but usually when we act as protectors, we end up being very masculine and somewhat mean. And I got the message in the cards that you really do need to be embracing, channeling, manifesting, being the Empress, which is that divine nurture mentality. This is a moment to save through nurturing, not through protection.
Yeah.
Which means that maybe it's not about her listening to you. Maybe it's about you listening to her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone can help me confirm or verify what I'm feeling here.
No, that's right. It's exactly right.
Yeah. What you're saying totally resonates with me as well.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to explain, but you said it better, for sure.
Because, Casey, I would love for you to let go of whatever these blockages are, because I'm not seeing it clearly. I'm not really sure, but I think it has to do with this aspect of you are so worried about protecting that you've forgotten to nurture. And this might just be an attitude that you need in your life for everything, not just your sister.
Yeah, and then what Linda was saying, this is a prime way to do that because she's struggling, you're struggling. I think you could help each other in that way and become like
And maybe that's what it's yeah, maybe that's supposed to be the invite. Hey,
yeah.
Why don't you come help me figure out what we need to release together?
Yeah.
Oh, she would totally not get that.
Well, let's not expect anything. Because if you expect her to be a certain way, she will be that way. And it might not be the way. I'm just saying that that might be the option. Because I don't know if this is getting cleared up anytime soon, but I know that you need to take the actions yourself right now to channel that nurture as opposed to that protection. Probably for yourself, too.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, I don't feel like I've been protecting her. I feel like I'm just so angry at her.
Right. I can tell you as a dad, we get angry when people don't listen to us because we're trying to protect them from pain in the future. And I'm telling you now that my messages are heard and felt much better by my family when I use a nurturing mindset as opposed to a protection mindset.
Yeah.
Right. One thing I'd like to add is you're protecting the responsibility. Let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't, like I said, I don't really feel like I've been protecting her. I've been hurt myself. I think that's what it is.
Forgiveness.
And I feel animosity from her, and it triggers me.
Yeah.
Yes, forgiveness to you and to her. Have you heard the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness? Have you listened to the show when we've talked about it?
Well,
I just
want to
tell you, I hate to interrupt. We have 8 minutes. We're at the 8 minute
okay.
mark.
All right, let's wrap this up real quick. But I think if you have
not tried
this.
I just want to say, I understand about forgiveness, and I've been doing a lot of work and doing the
Then let's continue doing the work. Let's continue doing the work. If you have not tried this, please find the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness online and recite it every day, just once, but every day. Try it for a week.
Okay.
And
it works.
You need forgiveness for yourself and your family and then for everyone around you. You really do, because you need to embrace this divine mother, divine nurture. It's time to let go of the fear and pain and find that love and happiness. And you got to nurture it in yourself first so that you can, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first. Anyways, please try that.
Right.
Please.
Okay.
I think it could do you wonders. Forgiveness. And this will get the ball rolling. But it's time for action on your point.
And definitely.
And also, you are responsible for you, not for everyone else.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what forgiveness will help you see clearly, is that by forgiving yourself, you'll end up forgiving others.
Yeah.
Because we're all a part of creation. Together. Yeah. All of us. We're all the sonship. We're all the creation. And the only way up is with each other. So start on yourself so that you can help others.
Yeah. And
but help yourself first.
And I think it's all going to play out, Casey, because you're more and more moving to a place, a good place for yourself inside. And I think this prayer will help. I mean, it helped me and my sister. And, I think you're moving in the right direction. You're going to feel a lot better in the next coming weeks. But and you will meet some new people. They're, you know, it's going to come out. But.
And imagine if you met them loving and forgiving.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine the magic you would create with your brothers and sisters on this planet when you're loving yourself and loving everything else. Imagine how beautiful it will really be.
Well, I do work on that, and I work on raising my vibration and keeping it up and things like that.
Good.
Work on that Buddhist prayer of forgiveness, please.
Sorry.
And then let us know how it goes.
Yeah, please call us back. Thank you, Casey.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you all
honey.
So much.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Okay, so let's go around
so
the room. Linda, want to say any closing? We have 5 minutes.
I just want to say, everyone, remember the theme of the show today. Touch upon your inner child. And you can find me at continuumx@gmail.com if you need to email me. I'm also on YouTube under Linda Irwin channel with the yellow face and the headphones, the smiley face. And I'm also on Spreaker, Golden Geeks Radio, and other things under Linda Irwin channel.
Awesome. Jessica.
Yes. Hi. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro, and you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro, or we have our own Facebook group as well called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can also find me on in the Sacred Embers group and on the Sacred Embers website. Thank you.
Thank you. Hawk on.
My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. For now, I'm only found here on the show on Sundays, and I will let you know when I can be found somewhere else. Love and light. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Awesome. I think they can find you on Sacred Embers, too, now, probably. So if they had a message for you, we could get it to you. So, again, you can get... you can find me on Sacred Embers, Enter the Light. Also, I have a Facebook page, Tony Jorgensen, that's S-E-N. And then Tony the Good Witch at Wixsite.com. And then Lynn is also, thanks, Lynn. We know you're in the chat giving us good vibes for the day. And you guys did an awesome job. We all did good. I'm so excited that we're such a great team together. And thanks, everybody, for calling. We had tons of callers. And please call back next week. We'll be here. And I'm going to go out with Louis Armstrong. So much love and light and laughter to everybody. Bye.
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 Let the music
play. I see trees of green. Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow